Today I'll be telling a story about the chickens in the farm. Now, I often find myself telling stories about just everyday things, and I just make up things about whatever I see in front of me. And I love my stories, and I want to hear them again, I want to read them, but I can never remember after I finish telling them. Even when I sit down to type, nothing comes to my head. And I don't know what to write. So this podcast will be for helping me to know my stories and to remember them. And maybe you'll enjoy them. Who knows? All right, let's get started. Story is about the farm. Now, I hang out at the farm a lot here at Camp Vermont because I really enjoy it. And one of the animals that I love most, even though they don't let me pet them, are the chickens. And they're just adorable. I find them really cute and fun to hang out with. But I make up stories about them. And it's not something I tell people, and it's not something that I say out loud, but I'm just gonna say the story, and who knows, maybe you'll enjoy it. So I imagine that in this farm there's a hierarchy. So first comes Johnny. He is the sheep, and he's pretty food motivated, like entirely. And next come the goats, who are respected but overlooked by Johnny. And then come the ducks, who mostly keep to themselves. And then the turkeys, who roam but are extremely dumb. Don't tell them I said that though. And then come the chickens, the least respected of them all. But that's what my story is about today, and how one little chicken changed that. Now, you should know, this story is not real. So, just don't quote me on any of this, please. All right, let's get started. There once was a chicken named Paula, and she was just normal. And all she wanted was some decent food. And sometimes the gods above would give her some flies or beetles, but never very many, never enough to make a difference. And the food that she did get, she enjoyed. However, she did have some food so that she could survive, but it was never enough to fully sustain her. For the goats would steal it. There was one goat in particular, the monster, who would come in and it would just eat all the food, and no one was stopping it, no one was doing anything about it, and she could not deal with that. So she set out on a journey. With her, she took a leaf and a sharp stick. And so she went. And she traveled for days in the scorching heat across the farm. And she came upon a monument. And lying next to the monument was a giant. And she went up to the giant. And she asked, "Who are you?" And the giant said, "Kneel before me, for I am Johnny." And Paula had heard about Johnny. She knew that he was the king that ruled over this land. Everything else bowed down to him, including the other giants, William and Hope. They were just his servants. They let him get the food first, And knowing this, Paula realized she could get him to help her. And so she took out her leaf and she held it up to Johnny as offering. And he accepted. And to her, he gifted William as a ride across the farm. So William knelt down and she climbed on his back and he walked across the plains. He just walked and walked and his back was swaying and she was getting quite sheepsick. And so she hopped off. And William asked her, "What's wrong?" And she told him. And he said, "Ah, yes, that is why I don't normally give people rides. Do you need any directions?" And Paula, she was a proud chicken, and she just said no. She was a strong, independent woman chicken. And so she left, but not before giving William just a little bit of a leaf she had saved. And William ate it, but she knew he would be reporting back to Johnny how treacherous she was. She hoped she hadn't gotten him in trouble. And so she journeyed, and it was hard, but she came across an ocean, and she knelt down to drink. As she was coming up, she saw, in the distance, the nomads, the birds who lived off the land. And they came up to her. And she asked them, "Who are you?" And they said, "We are the Ducks United, and you must get off our territory or die." And she ran, because what else could she do? And she ran for a little while, and then she heard a buzzing. She looked down, and there was a striped insect there. And she was quite hungry, because she had given her bit of food to Johnny. And before that, she hadn't eaten well because of the monster that had been stealing all the food. And as she opened her beak to devour it, it spoke in a little voice, and it said,
"Please don't eat me. I am just a hornet. Please help me. I have been stinging the humans."
And Paula was taken aback. "You have been attacking the gods. They will never forgive you for this." And the bug said to her,
"Please help. I was not supposed to lose my stinger, but I did. And now I'm going to die."
And Paula, she had a kind heart, and she agreed. So she took the sharp stick and performed a little bit of surgery on, or the hornet, or whatever it was. And it said,
"Thank you. Would you like to stay with us?"
And Paula, she was getting tired. So she went. And it took her to a hive inside of a hollow tube. And as she was eating some of their nectar, it's the hornet and its brethren said to her,
"There is a plague that we need help with. Could you please rid the hive next to us of this terrible sickness. And Paula agreed because she was hungry and she was not planning to help them. She just wanted to eat. And she may or may not have consumed a few of them. So, after she had her fill, she set out again in search of the beast. As she was walking, she came along a fortress, mighty and tall, and she crept inside. And there it was, the beast in all its glory, though the fortress was dark and it looked a little bit different. She went up to it and she bit it and she said, "Why have you done this? Why have you taken our food?" And at first, the monster looked at her in confusion. And then its eyes lit up with understanding. "Oh, you mean my sister. I've always told her she should stop doing that. And yet she still goes and steals your food." And then the sister of the horrible beast glared at her. No, not at Paula. Out of the fortress, at a mountain. And she grabbed Paula by her neck and she flung her onto her back and she galloped toward the hill. She raced up its steep incline and there it was, the beast in all its glory. Except it wasn't all that glorious. It looked starved and hungry, and so small and young. And she crept up to it and she asked, "Are you okay?" And the beast said, "Thank you for coming. We need your help. Johnny has been stealing all of the... He's a tyrant." Of course he is, thought Paula. Why hadn't she seen this before when she met him? So she decided to help. So she gathered all of the birds and she led a rebellion against Johnny. And they won. And as Johnny fell, he swore never to eat other animals' food again. And now, Paula was respected. In fact, the animals actually asked her if she wanted to be president, but she declined. She just wanted food, and that's what she got. So, after that, the animals formed a democracy so that no one animal could take all the power. And Paula, well, she was content just eating. Especially because the gods gave her gifts for overthrowing Johnny. As in, all the flies she could ever want. And she was happy. The end. Thank you for listening to my story. That actually took 2 takes, but I made it up basically on the spot. And I am so glad that you have listened to it, and I hope that maybe I'll be able to do another thing like this where I tell a story about something. And yeah, here I have someone that I love to hang out at the farm with. He actually gave me a lot of the ideas for this story, so we're going to ask him a little bit about his point of view. He hasn't actually heard the story. So, it'll just be funny hearing his comments.
Hello.
So, this is Nadav.
Hello, everybody.
So, Nadav, what
is the social hierarchy at the farm?
I mean, to say social hierarchy would imply that they have a social hierarchy. Like, I wouldn't say the animals are like... Actually, no, I would say the animals are friends, but if you're saying, like, the, like the order of, like, command, the chain of command, then sheep are absolutely at the top. Then the goats, who are my personal favorites. Then the ducks, because they just seem to think they're better than everything else, but they're still tiny compared to, like, even the goats, really. Then the chickens, then the two black turkeys, and then the brown turkey. The brown turkey we don't talk about, because the brown turkey is the brown turkey and is quite dumb.
So, have you ever made up your own little stories about the animals?
I wouldn't say, like, I've made up stories and spread them.
But, like, just in your head?
No. Like, I don't think of, like, backstories or, like... But I do, like, sometimes, like, to pretend, like to speak what I feel like the animals are thinking in the moment.
So, like, Kristoff from Frozen.
Yes, Kristoff and Sven. I like to, like, think up narratives of what they're saying.
That's cool. So, what would you say to somebody who made up a whole entire story about the farm? Would you think that they were crazy? Just this was the case.
Is there something you need to tell me? So, like, depending on the person and depending on the story, I range from probably, okay, to, like, I don't know, God, what the heck?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you liked it. And goodbye.